Hello, welcome back to the FFOED video guide. Today, we will look at the creation of group reservations while selecting more than one room type or rooms not grouped in the reservation calendar. If you are in a different section of the PMS, simply click on the calendar icon and check its content. Let's start with the group reservation icon, which consists of two green silhouettes of your possible guests on the left top part of the screen. After clicking on the icon, the group reservation details dialog will open, and the only difference from the previous procedure is that we need to set everything manually. That means dates, status, and group contact details. That is pretty simple. Let's add some rooms to the group. You can use the functionality of linking the previously created reservations to the group, but we will add new ones, which is the only enabled option before saving the reservation. You can click on the plus icon to open a new floating reservations dialog. Floating reservations are reservations of room types without allocation of specific rooms. The top of the dialog is devoted to reservation parameters. Another option is to click the list next to the plus icon, where you can pick the floating or assigned reservations. Starting with dates, which are loaded from the general setting of the group reservation, moving to a selection of the rate plans, where special prices might be used for the groups, and selection of the room's occupation, where only the mains beds or mains beds and extra beds might be used. The next part is devoted to accounting, where you can lock the individual room accounts and place all the items on the group account, or place the expenditures on the individual reservations from the group, and you can also pick the currency. Later on, it would be best to define the general guest category, predefined country of origin and meal plans. You can check whether you will collect the accommodation tax concerning the guest category. If not, for what reason? That is the general description of the allocated reservations, which will be applied to any selected rooms. To select the rooms, you can move down to where the overview of the hotel room types is displayed. If some of the rooms are closed for sale, these are excluded from the selection, and only if the option to display closed rooms is selected does this enter the overall capacity. In each row, you can pick the preferred number of hotel rooms in individual types. After saving the selection, you might see it as a floating room type. You can save the reservation with floating reservations or assign the reservations with specific rooms. This can be done by clicking the green key to open the window with available hotel rooms. On the bottom of the screen, you can see the number of assigned rooms and the rooms in the specific room type. After saving the selection, the floating reservation will be shifted to assigned rooms. When the reservations have assigned rooms, you can manage them and their details as presented in previous videos. Next time, we will briefly examine the floating reservation creation options. See you in the next video.